Hi, I'm here with Dr. Louise Vossey. She's Executive Director for Policy. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Sean.
The last time we spoke, the Lord Young Report had just been published. I think we touched on a number of consultations happening in 2011. The consultation period on RIDOR starts in the coming weeks and lasts for 3 months. How can IOSH members get involved in this process?
They need to visit the consultations page on the IOSH website, which they'll find in the information and resources section. They'll find the document there, which we'll post, and they'll be able to read it and look at the questions and tell us what they think, either by submitting that online or emailing Murray Clark directly. They can also look out for regular updates on our Twitter feed at IOSH Tweets and also in the fortnightly copy of Connect, all of which will point them to the consultations page, so they should have no difficulty finding it.
Sure, okay. Now, we always say that it's important for members to get involved in these consultation processes, but it really is sort of vitally important that they get involved in this stage.
It is important. It's a great opportunity for them to share their opinions, their experiences and their ideas about this particular topic, so that they can help us produce a well-informed response.
Sure. Now, once we get the responses in from members, what happens then?
Well, we'll review the responses and from that pull together a formal IOSH response, which we'll submit to the HSE before the closing date for this consultation.
Okay. Now, as I touched on before, there's a number of consultations happening in 2011 in response to the Lord Young Report, so it's not just this one on RIDOR.
No, it's not just this one. There'll be other ones, as you've pointed out, Sean, that have come out of the Lord Young work, which we will treat in the same way and post them on the consultation page. But there are other consultations taking place throughout the year, and we will also put those on the website as well. So I really encourage members to take part in this, and the aim of the consultation process is to put forward our views on key issues that affect IOSH members. So we need a wide range of opinions to formulate those responses, so please do look at the consultations page. In fact, visit it frequently.
Okay, well, brilliant. Well, thanks for your time, Louise.
Thanks, Sean.
Cheers.